You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, still a faggot, and it is Sunday, March, 13th or something, 2021. Getting ready for the Grammy Awards and all that fun stuff tonight. BTS is going to be on. Just kidding. Baby boy loves BTS, but I'm not necessarily a fan. I'm only a fan of BTS because it makes him happy. So that's all that matters to me. Hopefully you're all well and everything. So, well, I got to tell you, I don't know if I've had this kind of productive weekend before, quite like this one. On the website, there's a lot of new content on the website, so I definitely recommend that you go check it out. In particular, I really would love to talk about this today, but I really want to talk about something else first. There's a story that I posted a little while ago about the faggot named Nick, who you might remember. He, about a month and a half ago or whatever, he was listening to the Hierarchy Podcast out loud in his apartment, and his neighbor overheard the part of the podcast. It was about breeding, and the neighbor expressed disgust over what he heard, but Fag Nick got to service that alpha. And it was a pretty wild story, actually, that way it happened. But the story I posted today is a story that was kind of percolating in the background. I didn't have enough information at the time. And then the story with the podcast alpha came up instead and kind of interrupted it. But there have been some new developments. It's about Nick and his alpha father, who has used faggots in the past, and kind of the realization, and kind of the, they had a sort of a conversation between the two of them about Nick being a faggot, and that he knew Nick was a faggot when he was a kid, and how he tried to raise him to be the best faggot he could be. Now, this is not the first time that I have encountered this kind of story. This one really touched me, honestly. While I was making the header image for it, I felt like I wanted to almost cry thinking about this story. It just really touches me that, you know, that alphas who are fathers, who have faggots for sons, you know, there's a disappointment there, a natural disappointment, but also, you know, as an alpha, you're going to have to step up, right? And you're going to have to do right by your child who doesn't have any information yet, doesn't even really know what it is, you know, but you as a father, you know. And so you have to make a decision. Do you abandon this child, or do you try to give it information? And Nick's father made the decision to guide Nick as best he could to be a good faggot and to be a happy faggot. I encourage you to read it. It's honestly, it's one of the more touching stories that I've been able to publish on the site. And I'm very, very proud of it. And I'm very proud of Nick, for that matter, too. But all kinds of stuff, there's all kinds of new material on the website. So don't neglect the website, because that's where the meat and potatoes is of everything, okay? So on to what I wanted to talk about for today. So one of the things I posted on the site today was a picture of a chastity cage created by an alpha that I'm currently talking to a little bit, and it's engraved with the words property of, and then his initials, okay? And he placed that chastity cage on his faggot that he owns, okay? And after talking to him, I discovered that the faggot is actually married to a male, and they're in the kind of a sexless marriage, like most marriages. And the faggot serves him, even though the faggot is married to, you know, a partner. The faggot's allegiance is to this alpha that owns it. And it's pretty extraordinary. When I got to thinking about more deeply about ownership, you know, and that kind of statement that he made, by putting that chastity cage on that faggot with his initials, you know, property of, this is my property. It's engraved for all time on this chastity cage that he's placed on this faggot. And, you know, if you think about ownership and what it really means, you know, a lot of times we throw around, you know, this idea of ownership, but it's not just a fetish thing, okay? It can be real, and it should be real. Now, this alpha, his name on Twitter is My Sovereign Fund, at My Sovereign Fund. And you'll see it, if you look on the website, you'll see a picture of the chastity cage with the engraving. So this alpha he takes ownership seriously to the point of engraving permanently his name on the chastity cage that, you know, has locked up his faggot as his property. And, you know, when an alpha does something like that, it's a responsibility, you know what I'm saying? I wrote on Twitter when I posted the picture of the chastity cage, and I was talking about ownership. I said something along the lines of, ownership of a faggot is the ultimate expression of alphahood. You know, but I wasn't using ownership the way a lot of these silly people in FinDom or, you know, elsewhere in the fetish world use it. I'm talking about real ownership, okay? I've been owned, really owned, by alphas in the past. And honestly, they still own me, okay? In my heart of hearts, okay? They have engraved themselves on my soul, essentially. And, and they know it, you know. you know, my sovereign fund, his initials are AM, okay, but he's taken ownership of this faggot permanently. It's his faggot, it's his property. And he takes responsibility for that faggot, and he feeds that faggot his cum. The faggot doesn't get cum from its spouse. It serves its master and feeds off of his cum. And that is the cum that marks him inside, you know. Its master's cum. And it's a much deeper, more powerful connection than simply saying, oh, this alpha owns me and I give him money in Findom or some shit like that, okay? Some kind of transactional thing. True ownership is not necessarily transactional, you know. Although, and this is part of the point I'm going to make here, that there is a give and take going on between an alpha and a faggot in an ownership, you know, owned ownership type of relationship. One that goes the ultimate distance, you know. And, like, connecting that with, I mean, to me, what Masters Nick, Matt, and Jin have done with their faggots is the ultimate expression of apex alphahood. Between the three of them, these are all three straight alpha males. Prior to the fall of 2019, they had never even thought about having sex with another male or, you know, owning a faggot or anything like that. Now, in just that period of time, those three alphas own seven faggots, and I mean own. They own seven live-in faggots. Master Nick owns three live-in faggots, and Masters Matt and Master Jin own two live-in faggots each. Think about that. They have meticulously trained all of their faggots. They've caged their faggots. They've cunted their faggots. The faggots live with them and serve them day and night for good. And all three alphas view these faggots as permanent pieces of property in their life that they own. And they're very highly valued. If the faggots are listening to this, I just want you all my brothers that are serving, to know that your masters value you as their most valuable possessions. And this is, like I said, the ultimate expression of alphahood. When a man says, this submissive human is my property, and I'm going to take care of it, and it's going to be mine, and it's going to serve me, and I'm going to be its God, and it's going to be my servant, okay? When that kind of ownership happens, there is no way that that alpha can be any greater. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can be an alpha. You can be really hot. People think you're hot. They, you know, worship you to some degree. They give you lots of money online or whatever. You know, you got a big dick and you show your feet, okay? And so people give you money. So you're worshipped to some degree. But you don't own those faggots. And there is a huge difference. No matter how great you think you are as an alpha, no matter how powerful you think you are as an alpha, until you have caged and owned a faggot as your personal property and made that faggot a permanent part of your life as your property, you don't know anything about what it is to be a true apex alpha. Okay? I'm just going to say that right now. That's the truth. There is another level of alphahood that is far beyond the transactional kind of alpha faggot situations that we mostly see. And it's when a man takes on a godlike persona and accepts these faggots as his own, you know. If you want to use the God analogy, think about, like, in the Bible, God looked at all the nations of the earth, and he looked at Israel and said, "These are my people." And so then, according to the Bible anyway, he took an interest, a very keen interest in Israel, and protected them and everything else, and they became his property. It's the same with a faggot. An apex alpha says, "I am taking this faggot, and I'm caging it, and I'm going to care for it, and it's going to be mine. And I'm going to protect it, and I'm going to take care of its needs, and it's going to serve me as my property." There's nothing deeper than that. Okay? And, you know, yesterday, Masters Matt and Nick got together with their faggots. So, you know, there were five faggots over at Master Nick's place with, you know, and Master Matt was there. And they had kind of an orgy where they shared each other's faggots and had a great time, obviously, and did a lot of fucking and worshiping. And the masters were exhilarated by it. Why? Because they receive this power from their owned property. This is their kingdom that they have built around themselves with their faggots. And there's just nothing like it. And any alpha that thinks that there's something special because they have 20,000 followers on Twitter that are, you know, giving them money once in a while, like, it's not the same. You know, apex alphahood cries out for ownership of faggots, you know, in some form or another, you know, because there's a level of responsibility that is beyond just the ordinary transactional thing, you know. It's something beyond that. You know, today, amongst all the other stuff that I published a wonderful quote from Master Jin, where he said, "Whenever I look at my faggots, I am so proud of my faggots." I'm not saying that right, but it was something like that. "I'm so proud when I look at my faggots." You know, think about that. Master Jin is an apex alpha. And he looks at his faggots like they're jewels in a jewelry case. I kind of likened it in the post about that statement. I said that that his faggots are like trophies in his trophy case. You know, these faggots are not abuse objects. They are valuable pieces of glory to their alphahood. You see what I'm saying? They shine upon the alpha like little spotlights on him. You know, they glorify him and Master Nick and Master Matt. They own these faggots that have surrendered their lives to serve, and they bring glory to them. Can't you see the difference between that and just having a cash fag give you money? It's not the same. It'll never be the same. Again, ownership is the ultimate expression of alphahood. And nothing less than that can equate with it. There's just no way. It cannot be equated. So I encourage every alpha listening to think more deeply about what it means to be truly an alpha and dealing with faggots. You know, the straightest alpha male out there can own faggots, personal faggots, and be glorified by that. It doesn't have to be necessarily sexual, but it's about ownership. It's about taking responsibility, about building a kingdom around yourself. And I just really wanted to make that statement because, like, this weekend was just, I was just kind of inundated with cues about ownership and owned faggots. And I just really wanted to make that statement that ownership is the ultimate thing. And if you're an alpha settling for less than that, then you are settling for less than the alphahood that you deserve or you should receive. So anyway, that is my rant for the night. It's not really a rant. I'm not angry at all. I just am very emphatic about that because I have just seen in my own personal life, in the alphas that I have served who have owned me, a change in them. They became more than your average alpha. They ascended. I always use this word ascended. They ascended to some other height, you know. It's like it's godhood, you know, essentially. And so anytime I see alphas who are half-assing their alphahood, I get kind of sad, you know, because nature gave you a tremendous gift and you're half-assing it, you know. Why would you ever waste it when you can have the world, you know? You know, if you can have the world, why would you just settle for one country? You know what I'm saying? Why not take the world? So anyway, lots of stuff to enjoy on the website, and I have a few things I'm going to be sending out via email to my email list. I have a question for everybody there, so keep your eye out for that if you're on my email list. Anyway, I will let you go. The Grammys are coming on, so I gotta go. BTS, BTS. I'm actually rooting for Dua Lipa. I thought she had probably one of the best albums of last year, so I'm kind of rooting for her. Although, I mean, there were several really great albums last year that I don't, you know, many of them are not nominated. Troye Sivan had a great album. Taylor Swift had a great album. Well, she had two albums. Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, like all these pop people, you know. Fag. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go. Take care. I will talk to you in a few days, okay? And be safe. I love you. Bye.